Today from the Ohio Newsroom, digging up the rumors behind Ohio's indigenous burial grounds and the harm they can cause. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Indigenous mounds and burial sites speckle Ohio's landscape, from Miamisburg in the west to Marietta in the east. These sites played important roles in indigenous cultures, but Halloween ghost stories and rumors about them being haunted are common. John Lau is an enrolled citizen of the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi, an associate professor at Ohio State Newark, and the director of the Newark Earthworks Center. He's with me now to do some myth busting. Professor Lau, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Many indigenous nations once called Ohio home, each with their own identities and cultures. So I know this won't be a uniform answer, but can you describe the significance of some of their burial places?
Sure. There were approximately 42 tribes that are historic to what is now called Ohio. And before them, their ancestors, the Hopewell era, the Adena era, the Fort Ancient era peoples, built great monuments of learning and expression and art. And many of those mounds and earthworks we see across Ohio today, included in those, archaeologists sometimes call us mortuary societies because we are supposedly obsessed with death. I reject that. I think humans generally are very interested in death. We're interested in where we come from, why we're here, and where we go.
The idea of indigenous burial grounds being haunted is present in movies like The Shining, and it's on social media too. Here's a clip from a YouTube video that shows ghost hunters exploring a Hopewell mound outside of Akron.
And they said they found up to 11 bodies, and one is rumored to be a Hopewell Indian princess. And it is said that anyone who disturbs this mound, her guardian will come and attack.
How does it make you feel hearing stories like this?
Well, one is they're historically inaccurate, and that makes me sad. You know, they are other people's fantasies placed upon us by non-Native people. One, we didn't have princes and princesses. We didn't have monarchies. I think it reflects generally the lack of knowledge of non-Native people about Native people.
Why do you think ideas like this persist?
That's a great question, Erin. In the 20th and 21st century, I think cemeteries are kind of spooky generally. I think media has had a lot to do with that, has imbued cemeteries with sort of this spooky force. And I think, you know, the same thing happened with mounds and earthworks.
Yeah. Well, how do you think rumors and legends like this perpetuate misinformation about Native Americans in Ohio, or even cause harm?
It others us. It makes us strange, different, unlike people today. You know, everybody's indigenous to somewhere. Many people's ancestors participated in building those. But we focus on the mounds and earthworks of American Indians around here as sort of, oh, well, that's mysterious. Or that's indecipherable, fascinating, exotic. But I think it distracts from the fact that we were people just like everybody else, living in communities, having families, living sustainable lives in a good way.
That was John Lau, director of the Newark Earthworks Center. Professor Lau, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.